50 Shades of Black opens in theaters today. Producer, writer, and star Marlon Wayans is on the phone.
Cameraman.
What's happening? Hey, cameraman.
Grip.
Caterer.
Catering. You did it all, extra. Man.
I got you,
makeup.
Man. You look at these low budget productions, and one of mine ain't got no damn Oscar nods. Hey, look at the Oscar. You, we, if we did the revenue, we couldn't even afford a bear. It'd be a brother in a costume, a bear costume. it'd be Terry Crews with his shirt off and some hair on his back.
It looks good. It looks good,
it looks
man.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You wouldn't send me a screener, so I got to go to the movie theater. So I'm going to the Magic Johnson Theater for the 10:45 showing in Harlem today.
Oh, great. All right. I can't wait for you to tell me what you feel. Hit me up. Text me, Tom. You got the number?
Okay. All right. I will.
Before you tell all the people, I'll be like, hey, Tom, be easy, man. Be easy. Well, you and Jay just came on Monday. Was like, that was some trash I saw. He can't come on the show no more. I will talk to Tito, but do not put Marlon on the phone.
You got everybody in there, man. Mike Epps, Afion, all my favorites. Jane Seymour.
Man, yeah, man. When I do a movie, I think it's important that everybody scores. You know what I mean? It's like right now on the Cavs, LeBron, he can score 50. They still may lose. Stephen Curry can still score 65, and three other people get triple doubles. How that happens? Right. He passed the ball. You got to pass that ball.
And don't fire your coach.
How good is Stephen Curry, by the way?
Oh my goodness.
He's like someone took Reggie Miller and mixed him with Cheryl Miller.
That's a good one. LeBron didn't have his coach fired. You know that, don't you?
I think he gave that look like, you know, I ain't happy with him. He ain't got to do much. LeBron just gives that look like, you know, I ain't happy with him. Honestly, you know, I think, you know, I'm going to say a bold thing. I think if LeBron wants to win a ring, he's going to have to do two things. One, Kyrie is going to have to, you know, fix his knees and get right, mm-hmm. right? And two, I just think he needs to shave off all the hair because I think it's a distraction. I think they talking nonsense to him about his hair when he's playing and it's distracting him.
Hey, Marlon. I know that you have been everywhere, and I mean everywhere. You are your best PR guy out there promoting the movie and talking about it.
I've been working so hard, slaves are going, oh, Lord, please tell Mom and take a break. They got to give them one day off, Lord. Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Is it true that you've met with the author of 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, I did. I met with E.L. James. Uh-huh. It wasn't on purpose. I was at Chateau Marmont, and one of my buddies introduced me real fast and then walked away. And I think he thought it was funny. And this woman interrogated me for over 3 hours. She got me drunk. She got me drunker. She got me drunker. She kept asking me questions like, so will I be upset about the movie? I said, there's going to be one or two jokes you're just simply not going to like. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you. If you threaten to fight me, I got five sisters. You don't want Vi and Bonnie to kick you behind. So I suggest you just not see this movie.
But the rest of us need
Vi
to see
and Bonnie
it.
Sound, they sound big, right? They sound like
do.
You can't see their elbows. You know, they got them old cornrows, the one that looked like the brother got it in jail right before he went to jail to have a 10-year bid, but he kept them in the whole time, so they grown out.
Oh, God. But the rest of us are going to see 50 Shades of Black. We're going to see
yes.
it.
It's a really funny movie. I'm very proud of it. It's me, Avion Crockett, Mike Epps, Jane Seymour, Callie Hawk, who does a wonderful job. And look, man, I make these movies for us. And, you know, it's kind of critic-proof. I don't care what the critics say. I ain't making movies for them. I'm making movies for people that want to go out there and laugh and act a fool. So make sure y'all go check out the movie. And I'm coming to Dallas. I'm going to be in Dallas February 20th at the House of Blues, February 19th. I'm going to be at the Aztec Theater in San Antonio. And February 12th through 14th, I'm at Caroline's, New York.
All right.
Busy man. Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm working. I got feed Wayans. You know this.
I'll be at the Magic Johnson in Harlem at 10:45 if you want to join me.